Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. German prosecutors have asked a regional court to allow the extradition of former Catalan separatist leader Carles Puigdemont. Pernell Murdoch has that story.
The French news agency reported Puigdemont's attorney has appealed against the Spanish Supreme Court's decision to prosecute him on the rebellion charges. The lawyer argued the charge implies Puigdemont advocated an uprising by violence. He said any violence that followed the October referendum was isolated and does not justify the charges. 24 other Catalan separatist leaders are also facing rebellion charges. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
China said it will impose penalties on $3 billion worth of nearly 130 U.S. products as a response to U.S. tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. Economics professor Peter Morici said the tariffs may be a bigger issue for U.S. President Donald Trump than for China.
Targeted tariffs invite targeted retaliation. As a consequence, the Chinese can make an elected president very uncomfortable politically. But let's face it, President Xi doesn't have to worry about getting votes.
Morici said the fears of a trade war may be overblown since the U.S. and China have so far penalized only a narrow list of goods. A spokesman for Prime Minister Theresa May on Tuesday said that Britain was looking for a proportionate way to respond to the threat posed by Russia after a retired Russian army official said that poisoning of a former Russian spy could start a new world war. The general, who was quoted in the British newspaper, said Tuesday as saying the fallout from the attack could trigger a war that would last the last war in the history of mankind. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has decided to cancel a deal with the United Nations to resettle African migrants in Western nations. Under the deal, roughly half of the 35,000 migrants living in Israel would be resettled in the West. The issue has divided Israel for a decade and drawn fierce criticism. U.S. President Donald Trump will host the leaders of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania for a Baltic summit at the White House on Tuesday. Cindy Sain has that story.
The Baltic leaders are expected to stress that the U.S. should not underestimate the threat Russia poses to them right now, at a time Moscow is continuing to conduct missile tests in international waters extremely close to Latvia and Sweden. Some experts say a number of NATO countries are concerned about Trump's frequent praise of Russian President Vladimir Putin, but also look to see what action the U.S. is taking. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.
Malaysia's parliament has approved a new law for publishing and sharing false information on digital platforms and social media. Ed Giles has more.
The bill does not appear to clearly define fake news, but it allows for broad consequences, including fines of over $120,000 as well as jail. The government says the law would not violate freedom of speech, and cases would fall under an independent court. Malaysia's Prime Minister, Najib Razak, is preparing to face a tough battle at the election, which he is likely to call in the coming days. Najib has been dogged by stories for over 2 years about a multi-billion dollar scandal at state fund 1MDB.
That was reporter Ed Giles. Grace Lee reports that Hong Kong's once thriving pro-democracy movement is being weighed down by growing pessimism and is facing a crisis of confidence about its future.
Beijing, under President Xi Jinping, has been increasingly dealing a hardline approach. But voters say they've lost enthusiasm, hit hard by recent events, especially the jailing of activist Joshua Wong. Wong, in many ways, became a symbol during street protests in 2014.
I think it's no reason for people to step backward or give up.
Experts say the Democrats will need time to do some serious soul-searching if they hope to stand a chance against the opposition in 2020 elections.
That's reporter Grace Lee. Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa thanked President Xi Jinping of China Tuesday for Beijing's political support and pledged to strengthen ties with the Asian giant on his first visit since his dramatic rise to power last year. This is ahead of a scheduled election in 2018, and Mnangagwa is under pressure to bring back foreign investors. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA.